He was nothing to me. Overseeing his crucifixion was just another day on the job. I helped drive him up that hill. I made sure that the nails in his hands and feet would hold the weight of his body. I kept the crowd under control with my soldiers, and I was unmoved by his screams of pain and agony. I was close enough to hear him when he spoke words of hope to another man that was suffering next to him, and when he spoke lovingly to his mother and a friend. And then he asked his father to forgive those who were crucifying him. That was me. He was forgiving me while I was in the middle of torturing him. And then he asked God why he had been left totally alone to bear it all. By that time, even I was anxious for an end to his agony. He cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." And it was like someone turned off the lights on that hill. The ground shook and the sky disappeared. Even in the darkness, suddenly I could see this was no ordinary man. The truth came like a lightning bolt. This was the Son of God.